proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. In our series about seven heavenly virtues, we turn our attention to the virtue of patience. Patience denotes the ability to put up with conditions or with behavior without getting upset or frustrated by circumstances. Patience and long-suffering have similarities one to another. A person is long-suffering when he endures such a situation that he finds unpleasant to him, but continues to endure it for various reasons. God displayed his patience toward the evil deeds of mankind. In the days preceding Noah's flood, he had grieved over what became of his creation. Nonetheless, he still gave the human race time to repent of their wickedness and to return unto him. According to the 6th chapter of Genesis, God declared that, quote, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years, unquote. Peter remarked on that divine forbearance when, in the 3rd chapter of his first epistle, he wrote about, quote, "The long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a-preparing," unquote. God also manifested his patience over the course of his dealings with the Pharaoh of the Exodus. In Exodus chapter 9, for example, God declared that, quote, "For this cause have I raised thee up, for to show in thee my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth," unquote. The Bible gave several instances about how God exercised patience when he interacted with the Jewish nation. When God revealed his character to Moses in Exodus chapter 34, he revealed himself as being, quote, "long-suffering," unquote. The author of Psalm 103 noted this characteristic, saying that God, quote, "hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities," unquote. In his sermon in Pisidian Antioch, contained in Acts chapter 13, Paul also commented on this trait of patience. He noted that God put up with the idolatry of the Israelites when they were in the wilderness. God elaborated on the nature of the Jewish people's offenses when, in Amos chapter 5, he rhetorically asked, quote, "Have ye offered unto me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel?" Unquote. He added that, quote, "Ye have borne the tabernacle of your Moloch and Chion, your images, the star of your God, which ye made to yourselves," unquote. Notwithstanding, God did not destroy the Israelites in spite of their repeated provocations against him. James, in the 5th chapter of his epistle, cited the Old Testament prophets as examples of patience, patience that his readers needed to emulate. Look at the examples of the major prophets. Isaiah's ministry lasted for more than 40 years. He had little fruit to show for it, yet he kept on preaching the word of God. Jeremiah, as a spokesman for God, suffered numerous personal indignities, such as being publicly beaten and being cast into a dungeon. What about the prophet Ezekiel? According to Ezekiel chapter 33, his Jewish contemporaries regarded him as, quote, "a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument," unquote. In other words, they regarded Ezekiel with little more favor than as if he were an entertainer. These men, and others like them, patiently endured hardship and maltreatment as they served as God's prophets. They exercised patience, looking for the ultimate reward of their labors when God called them to heaven. Christians also need to exercise patience in their relationships. As Jesus Christ told his adherents in Luke chapter 21, "In your patience, possess ye your souls," unquote. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions presenting another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.